countrywide on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by the Irish Farmers Journal. Get Irish Country Living, your magazine for rural Ireland, every week inside the Irish Farmers Journal.
Now, back in the mid-1990s, Eddie and Eileen Leahy had an idea to open their farm to the public, to visitors, and were one of the first farms in the country to see the potential opportunities of diversifying to the open farm model. Now, they've passed on the baton to their son, Donal, along with his wife, Teresa. And Leahy's open farm in Middleton in County Cork is now back open again following the lifting of restrictions this week. So Brenda Donoghue popped along to capture the excitement.
And I think my favourite animal is the ponies because I just love them and I love riding them.
Let's go!
Hi Brenda, you're so very welcome here to Leahy's Open Farm. My name is Teresa and here with my husband Donal and we run the Open Farm together.
Hi Donal.
Hi Brenda, how are you doing?
Are you both delighted to have it actually open?
Yeah, well, we are so excited. It's like a breath of fresh air to be open. It's brilliant for the animals, one. It's brilliant for our mental being and it's so good for the public to see a bit of life around the place as well.
All right, so take me on a little tour. How difficult was the last lockdown? How did it affect you?
Yeah, I suppose we'll never forget the first morning when we had to bring all our staff in and tell them that we were going home. We were crying. We didn't know when we'd be bringing them back.
I was nearly crying listening to Dawn explaining about the first lockdown when bringing in all of the staff. I'm going to start crying here now.
Yeah.
Bringing in all of the staff on the 15th, 16th of March, just before Paddy's weekend, and telling them we're so, so sorry that we all have to go home. Just knowing all their different situations, their mortgages and their rent and their... We just felt like we were just letting them down big time, but we knew it wasn't our fault. But at the same time, it was the most difficult day I've ever put down. We all cried that day inside in the coffee shop and sent them all home with their PUP details and their revenue details to see. And the forms were all printed out for them and we were helping them fill out forms because half of them didn't use computers and it was horrendous. It was awful.
So during the last lockdown, we all miss being out and about and seeing each other. Do you think the animals miss the hustle and bustle of people coming and visiting them here on the farm? How did it affect them?
To be honest, the animals love the interaction with the public. While we were closed down, there was myself and my father just feeding the animals. But the animals were quite happy as well, just to get fed every day. They're not that fussy, but they do enjoy the interaction with the public.
Am I right in thinking that your father, Eddie, was very inventive at the time, 26 years ago, when he saw the potential for an open farm and agritourism?
Absolutely. I'll never forget the day when we were pouring concrete for our new coffee shop, blowing in the middle of a field in the middle of nowhere. And I remember the two lorry drivers talking to each other. I was only small at the time. Yeah. And the two lorry drivers were saying, are these gang absolutely stone bonkers or what? What are they at building a coffee shop? But I'd love to sit down in a pub someday in the near future and talk to those two lorry drivers again and see how. Yeah.
Oh, look at the ducks and the geese.
They're eating the grass.
They're so cute.
This is one of the most popular animals at the farm. And this is the Mouse Hotel where a family of mice stay. And what the kids love to do every day is hold them in their hands if they're brave enough. And if they're really, really brave, they can put the mouse up on top of their head.
Can I put the mouse on my head?
Of course you can.
Oh, wow. What does that feel like? You have a little mouse on your head. Oh, he's pooing. Ah!
Now, Brenda, we're heading into Farmer Eddie and Eileen's cottage.
Yeah.
This is where it all began. And Eddie and Eileen are the original owners of the cottage. And they started life out here in the cottage back many, many years ago. And the first few of their kids even were born in here.
Wow, I've just come in.
Down to their new bungalow down at the front of the road. Yeah.
Well, hello, Eddie and Eileen. How are you?
Oh, we're very good.
Brenda.
Are you both fully vaccinated now?
We are.
Delighted, I'd say.
We are.
Is it great to have the open farm back?
Oh, it's wonderful.
It is.
Wonderful.
It is indeed. I was born and reared.
In this cottage?
In this cottage.
Wow.
82 years ago.
I from 1964 when we got married. Eileen came in here.
Only a young little slip of a girl at the time, just 22.
What does it mean to have the open farm, so big now and so successful, but to have your family working with you?
Well, we had to change. We had peas and cows, and if we still had them, we'd be worn to a thread. You know, this is easier. But like when we started at this, everyone said we were stone mad. Who in the name of God is going to come out into the middle of the country to see anything? But we proved them wrong. Yeah. Like they're coming from far and near now, from every country in the world, every county in Ireland, everywhere.
Eddie, are you still feeding the animals?
I am. Morning, noon and night. I am up at 6:30 every morning. I enjoy doing it. And I'd go mad if I had something to do.
Two sisters out today with their two brand new babies.
You know what? It's great to do something normal. Yeah. It's just nice to be normal, to get up and have something to do and look forward to doing it and being on the open and be able to mingle with other people. It's been hard to be stuck at home all the time, you know, not to have anywhere to go. And then, you know, places like this lockdown, and I have two other smallies, and sure, they're like new kids today running around the place.
And Gemma, your sister's here. And your little boy has started to play again. Does that feel good? Tell me what it was like.
It does feel great because not that long ago when lockdown lifted, I did take him to a playground and he kind of just he went into a corner by himself. He didn't know how to play with children. He didn't know how to mingle. He was even afraid to say hi to a small child. Like he listens, they do pick up an awful lot, and he thinks because of COVID and the way life's going, he can't really have friends or play with anyone. So it's hard, but today now it's good to see him out and about with his cousins and actually able to mingle. When he was up getting the animals and stuff, he forgot about everything, forgot about having to wash his hands, forgot to worry to sanitise. He was just enjoying his experience out. So it is, it's a big thing for him today to get out and about.
That's great, isn't it?
And you get to hang with your sister.
Yeah, yeah. Best company ever.
Busy day we've all had at the open farm here. Have you enjoyed it? And tell me why.
Well, I love the snake because you can put it around your neck and the mice can sit on your head, but it can poo on your head at the same time. So
it's made me feel kind of excited for when coronavirus is gone and then I can ride some more ponies.
My name is Delia Passagay and I learned having fun with my friends is the best in the world.
So we're open. Great feeling, Teresa.
We are so thrilled to be open. The doors are wide open for everybody to come and visit. We're fully booked this weekend, but every other weekend is available at the moment. So come on down to Leahy's Farm.
God, it's not just great to hear happiness of people out and about enjoying themselves and having fun. Again, rare but welcome in these times. Leahy'sOpenFarm.ie if you want further details on that.